We say congratulations to Woman of Achievement Simone Bernstein being honored for youth empowerment. She is the co-founder and president of Volunteen Nation. Simone, congratulations. It's so great to talk to you.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to speak with you as well. I'm so excited about this honor.
Well, that was my first question. How did you find out and what was your reaction?
I got a call that I was one of the Women of Achievement honorees this year, and I was so excited to be amongst such incredible women.
Well, I am looking at some numbers here, and when you describe other women as incredible, you might want to pick up a mirror. At the age of 12, that's when you begin serving others. Now, how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 27.
You're 27 now, so really not that long ago when you think about it. Go back to the 12-year-old girl. What in the world was she thinking that she wanted to help others and change the world?
When I was 12, my dad was deployed in the military, and it was so wonderful to see the support of people in the community. People in the St. Louis area were bringing us food, they were driving us places, and they were doing so much for our families. So it was neat to see that my dad was serving our country, the community was supporting our family, and I wanted to do something too. So I went to a variety of organizations and asked if I could volunteer, and they said I was too young to make a difference. And so it was really frustrating for me to know that organizations believed that I was too young to volunteer. So my brother and I, him with the technical skills and me with the excitement and drive, created a website together called St. Louis Volunteen, a local website to help young people like us find organizations that were willing to accept youth volunteers.
It is so intriguing because I found that as a mother who was trying to find my son's volunteer opportunities before they were 16, that there was very little out there for a 9, a 10, 11, a 12-year-old to do. I found the same thing as a mother. So it took off right away, didn't it?
It did. It was incredible to see the support of the St. Louis community and the number of youth from all different schools throughout the area that wanted to volunteer. And so it started locally, and then we received support from people nationwide and expanded to Volunteen Nation a few years later.
And so a few years later, meaning the ripe old age of 17. Am I right?
That is correct.
And so all along from 12 to 17, it's so interesting to me that as children, you don't know any better, right? You can do it.
Exactly. You're excited. You're really motivated to find an organization that can really take your skill sets and you can work together to find a volunteer opportunity that best fits you. So when you go to a place that turns you down, you feel frustrated and you want to do something to change that, to help others and to help yourself find a way to make a difference in your community.
So you're an inductee into the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame. You are a 2013 Forbes 30 Under 30 social entrepreneur. Glamour Magazine's Top 10 College Women, also in 2013. That was a great year for you. That is, I'm not finished, a Fulbright scholar. And you're an officer in the U.S. Navy. And there's more. There's more. So you had to be, I shouldn't say you. I probably should think about your mom and dad, if they are in fact still with us, that they are so incredibly proud of you.
They are, but I also couldn't have done anything without the support of them. So it has been really incredible to be able to have that drive and interest in volunteerism through them and also through the support of the community. So it's not just about my accomplishments and what I've done, but it's all the people that have supported me and connected me throughout the establishment of the organization.
You have talked at spoken at conferences around the world. So you have talked to youth around the world. Are youth any different around the globe?
Youth are all the same. They're all so excited. They want to do something. They want to help. And I always tell them that at any age, you can make a difference. You can be a toddler and volunteering with your family. You can be a teenager. It's really about finding something that fits with your interests and really getting excited about doing something for the community and also realizing how the community can change you when you spend time volunteering.
But you also are well aware because Fulbright scholars are well aware. You're well aware of all that pulls at not just teenagers, but adults as well, of all that pulls at them, has always pulled at them in terms of bullying and in terms of inequity and in terms of sexism and racism and, you know, just the type of culture that we live in that says, you know, you have to look a certain way and drive a certain car, and materialism pulls at teenagers. Social media in its negative form, pulling at teens. How were you able to resist that? And what do you say to teenagers and to parents of teens to help them to resist the culture that says to them that they should be selfish and they should be out for themselves? That's redundant, but that they should be out for themselves.
What I say is that you should start volunteering at an organization that truly fits what you enjoy doing. And the moment that you volunteer, whether it's for a minute of your time initially, whether it's through 10 minutes, whether it's through an hour once a week, whether it's daily, there's so much that brings people together when they volunteer and they unite on a common ground and goal of helping one another. And what I think is incredibly important is that there are so many reasons why people volunteer. Some of them volunteer because they want to meet others in the community. Some of them volunteer because an organization has impacted them in a positive way. But what I really want everyone to recognize is when you volunteer, you not only help the community at large, but you also help yourself and you develop skills and confidence to better yourself and your own well-being.
And so in July, you will start your residency at Washington University, graduating this month from George Washington University School of Medicine. What area of medicine will you be studying?
I'm going into psychiatry, which is really due to all of the opportunities that I've had and is really showcased through the fact that volunteerism can affect your well-being. And I'm very hopeful to be engaging in student health and working with youth and young adults to be able to help their mental well-being and improve that through volunteerism and other medications as well.
One of the main reasons for the Women of Achievement organization in its over five decades of existence certainly is to honor women who are making a difference, and I always say changing the landscape of St. Louis, of the region, but it is also to encourage others to take up the banner of volunteerism. You have spoken a little bit about why you volunteered and what people should do something that they feel good about, but just take a moment to encourage other people of why the community that we live in needs them to volunteer.
Whether you're volunteering for an hour, whether you volunteer weekly or monthly, I want every single person to recognize that there are so many organizations in need of volunteers from the St. Louis area. There are also projects that people can create on their own with a very small amount of money to be able to make change in a region that truly needs our support, whether it's on your community block, whether it's in your neighborhood, or whether it's 15 minutes away. We are so lucky to be able to live in a city where so many people are interested in giving back. So find a friend or find a colleague or find a group of people in the community that you don't know and get together and find a project that truly fits what you enjoy doing and that can impact the community at large.
Simone Bernstein being honored as a Woman of Achievement for 2019 for youth empowerment. Simone, congratulations again, and I will see you at the luncheon.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I appreciate your time.